Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am your host. My name is Dimitri. For those who don't know me, new people, if you're new here, and this is maybe your second video because the last one was your first one or the one before that, I don't know. If you are new here, welcome to the home of the lovers, where we try to create a safe space for those helpless romantics out there, those who are trying to figure it out in this very saturated dating world. Here's a space for you. Hit the subscribe button if you have not already. I am more than grateful. I know my granny thanks you, because y'all making my granny so proud of me, I swear. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. For those who are returning, welcome back. Girl, I missed you, girl. Dang, where you been? I feel like it's been forever. It's been like a week now? We on episode number, I not keeping count anymore. That's what episode number we on. We on episode number, I ain't doing it again. You understand what I'm saying? Because time after time, as we grow, I'm not going to keep count no way. I ain't got it in me. It's episode number 14. Let me stop playing. But eventually, I probably stop saying the numbers. I could start now, right? Okay. Long as I got your approval, I'll start now. Today's episode is actually spawned from a question that was posed in the subscriptions only portion of my Instagram page. I recently started doing that. Honestly, it really feels like what we do on Clubhouse, but in a group chat form. Like, it's continuous. Big ass group chat. We text all day. People are on there, you know, wishing people happy birthday, saying good morning, saying good night, wishing condolences and praying for other people. And it's a really beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm very I'm very honored to be able to grab so many people with so many similar backgrounds and put them in one space and create such a, you know, an opportunity, a space, you know. Very, very fortunate. If you're not subscribed, go subscribe. If you subscribe to everything, goddamn, I'm subscribed to you too. But anyway, today's topic, they posed the question of how was it during your healing process growing from a man who've envisioned this single family unit to like a single dad? What was that process like? What was that journey? I can help you out with that. If any fellas listening, and you in that same position, I got you. Why not? Let's talk about it. I also wanted to talk about another very important topic that was posed in that same regard. What would a blended family look like for me? Because at this point, it's inevitable that I'm going to have a blended family. Even if I meet a woman with no children and we decide to have children, I got to blend my baby in there because Logan is a part of me. You know, he is solely who I am, and I talk about it day in and day out. That's my guy. Like, all we do, I was up at goddamn 7 in the morning going to get Mario Odyssey from the store because I promised that little boy Mario Odyssey. And that's all we do all day long is, you know, in the cut with my twin, we be vibing, you feel me? And that's all me and Logan do all day long. So I'm honored. I am fortunate to, you know, just have so much love around me. Like, it's genuine love. But the thing about it is, if you know me, if you've been here before, if you heard, I never ever in my life envisioned having a broken home. Never in my life did I ever envision, you know, being a single dad. Like, I just thought that if you do the necessary steps and you apologize when you're supposed to and you take time to hear what a person is saying and communicate and you give them a space to be vulnerable with you, transparent with you, that how could I fail? I felt like that was a winning opportunity, bar none. I felt like there was no losing. Like, okay, if I've practiced this jumper a million times, I know what it takes. And I think that's the allure of everything going on. Everybody's like, if you know what it takes, how are you in this position? And like I tell people all the time, it takes two to tango, goddamn. I got to look, right foot, left foot, baby dip. You feel me? Like, it takes two. And you have to be ready for that when it comes along. And if you're not in that space, you can never truly hold on to something you're not meant to have in that moment. God got this. This is God's plan. Like I told you in previous episodes, I always start with I knew what. I always align everything with God. I was like, oh, this is going good. This is going good. That's God. But I never aligned the bad. And I've said in previous episodes as well, you attach the good and the bad. Because if you're just looking at the good, it'll have you remaining around a lot longer than you're supposed to. And that was on my end and or her end. That's on your end and or the person you're dealing with in. I try to be fair in every regard. And I also want to put this on record. Everybody asks about, you know, my previous relationship and my previous relationship. I haven't been in a relationship since my child's mother. But understand, me and my child's mother is not on bad terms. We don't hate each other. We don't argue at each other. We don't yell at each other. We're actually co-parent of the year. You know what I'm saying? Like Drake them think they got it. I feel like we got it for real. And that comes from just understanding that it's bigger than us. We're doing it for a kid. Like there's a kid in the middle. I can't have any ill intention beside, you know, with what you chose to do with your life. If it didn't fit your picture, I completely understand. You know, and I always have, because I've always contributed to God. God got me. Like, and I feel like that's a product of everything that's going on right now. People say, oh, you got this going on and this going on. Are you happy? Absolutely. I am very, very fortunate. You know, even to be a single dad, just still having those moments to bond with my kids, because most parents don't want that. Most parents don't care about a bond and a connection with their kid. The fact that I could jump up and go run around and get Mario Odyssey, the fact that that's important to him, oh, y'all should have seen this little Mario dance. Y'all should fucking see it. And like I told you before, I might have shared it on my Instagram, maybe not here, but I'm taking my baby to Mario World very, very, very soon. And I want to, you know, give him that joy when he's still in that phase, because my son changes. It seemed like fucking 2 weeks ago he's watching Blippi. It seemed like 2 weeks before that he was watching Word Party. And then 2 weeks before that, it was Coco Melon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feel like it go like this. When you have kids, it go like this, you know? But I want to capture those things while he's still in the habit of those things. What can I tell you about the shift, though? So, yes, I've never envisioned actually having a broken home. I felt like, you know, I did everything I could. I felt like I was as good as a boyfriend as I could have been, you know, but there was moments she felt alone and not in, you know, may not have had it to give, or I didn't give it the way she was intending on receiving it, or she wanted to receive it. Maybe I didn't speak that love language for her. I think, you know, that's a conversation for her to get on explaining. Maybe one day, you know, she may be somebody here. I don't know if that's what y'all want to see. Maybe, who knows? But it's no bad blood. Like, I truly hope from the bottom of my heart, I don't go around making it seem like there is bad blood, because there's not. But in terms of the actual shift, I jump around. Y'all know how my mind works, God damn it. In terms of the actual healing from it. So early on, it was hard. It was super, super hard, super difficult. Because part of having a child with somebody, when you're losing the relationship, you feel like you're losing the family, you know? You feel like you're losing that, those moments where that mother gets to see the kid react with you. And the moments you get to see the mother react with the kid, you're, in a sense, you're losing those. And you feel that early on. So, you know, you do your best to fight for it. But I'm going to tell everybody, a kid is not a reason to keep it alive. No kid is ever reason enough to keep a family unit together. If you're not happy, you're not happy. You're just not happy. You know, and nobody can create that for you or spark that for you. You got to do that for yourself first. You got to take that journey and heal on your own accord. You got to be the fucking driver of your healing ship, goddammit. You got to be the one to do it for yourself, because if you're not, nobody can provide that to you. No child you can keep no family together. It should not happen that way. Or else you're going to bring yourself a lot of disappointment thinking you can. And for so long, I thought that's how it was supposed to work. Well, I love her. You know, I'm upset with her right now. She's upset with me right now, but we got to do it for the baby. We got to do it for the baby. And when a breakup happened, I was still in the mindset of do it for the baby. Like, this is all I've ever envisioned. We have to do it for something, you know, but I just feel like that's not exactly how it works. And it shouldn't be how it works. So my child's mother been in a relationship, you know, for a very long time now, and super happy for him. Ben gave him the blessing a long, long time ago. You know, y'all do y'all thing. I clap it up for you all the time. My child's mother speaks on the other guy. I've never met the other guy. You know what I'm saying? But my child's mother, my child's mother, Logan speaks of him. And I'm always, oh, yeah, that's good. That's great. You know, I'm always in a corner of never throwing a shadow over this person. You know, in terms of the light he provides my son. I told my child's mother the best way he can, you know, get in good with Logan, play Mario, fucking, you know, build upon his habits, see what he's like. Because the thing about it is, he's going to be there whether I want him there or not. He's there. I have no say in it. You understand what I'm saying? I've never had a say in it. And it's when you realize you have no say in it that you can begin that journey and understanding this is life now. This is supposed to happen. You know, this was written. This is part of the story, or else you would not be living it. You know, they say God will put you through exactly what you need to get to exactly where you got to go. And I'm not in church every Sunday. If you know me, you know this. I cuss a lot, but I believe in my Lord and Savior, without a doubt. I've witnessed God put me through the toughest tribulations to get me exactly in front of here talking to you. In your ear talking to you, whether you listening to it. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how you listening to it. But he will put you through everything necessary for you to get to where you're going. But you got to understand, while going through those things, it's still God. God's still walking with you. You know? And I remember thinking, like, for the longest time, like, my baby is around this person. This person is getting, oh, my baby. This is solely the heart of my being. My existence, like, this is my little guy, you know? And it was super hard to, like, cope with that idea. But I think what helped is realizing that he loved me regardless of who was in his face. His love for me is only contingent of my love, the love I give him. Nobody can change that. You know, you can put your perspectives in an ear and you can, you know, tell him this or tell him that, but my baby's still my baby. He's still my son. He came from these nuts. You know what I'm saying? As he would say, these nuts. But yeah, anyway, he came from me, you know? He's my baby. He's going to be mine, bar none. And your child would be yours if you're living through the exact same situation. All you can do is show up. See, I was always an active father. So for me to be an active father in a relationship, I still am. For those who care to know, me and my child's mother are on a 2-3 schedule. Every 2 days, we switch. Then a weekend come, and whoever had them the first 2 days, got them on the weekend, and vice versa. And we flip. Off and on, off and on, off and on. I'm going to be active. I'm going to always be active. And I feel like just because your family didn't work doesn't mean you give up on your kid. That means you try harder. You try harder to prove you're present and be there. I'm all in field trips. I'm goddamn everywhere I need to be. Everywhere. And that's the reason being, because nobody can change his love for me. And once I learned to accept that, y'all, I used to have dreams about this shit. Like, I used to have fucking nightmares thinking this shit was going to change how he saw his daddy. Nah. It's all about how you show up for said child. And I'm going to show up. You know, I'm always going to show up. That's what I'm going to do for my baby, because he deserves that from me. You know, so in the midst of that healing journey, I was seeing that he still got this unconditional love for me. I was seeing that nobody can change that. But I'll be honest, you know, my child's mother was in a relationship pretty quickly. And how you meet, who you meet, is completely up to you, completely up to your heart and what you open to. You know, so if it was easy to get over, then that's just one thing. It just happens like that. He may be a great guy. He may be goddamn the found lover boy. You know, you never know, because I don't know him personally, like I said. But when I realized that that's not a representation of me, my character, who I am, the way I love, that's not a representation of me. Her actions and her choices is completely on her. You know, and I'm proud of her. I remember telling her, like, after the relationship was over, like, I'm super proud that, you know, you had the strength to get up and walk away. Because there was moments I wanted to leave And I couldn't. My heart wouldn't let me. You know, so, and I meant it. I'm still proud of it. I tell her now. You know, proud of you just for choosing to find happiness or what makes you happy, you know? And it was supposed to happen so everything could transpire the way it did. Me and my child's mother or anybody I've ever been in a relationship, we hold no bad blood amongst each other at all. It just don't, it don't work like that. I have no hate in my heart for anybody. But in the midst of the healing journey, I did kind of block her on all social media. All even last one. I blocked her. Yeah, I did. Because healing for me, part of healing, I had to free my mind. Part of healing, I had to unchain this idea that she belongs to me, but she's with someone else. That was never the case. She doesn't belong to me. You know? The only person on the planet she is set to do right by is her and her child. And if there's happiness elsewhere, I gotta allow you to find that happiness. You go out and you get that. You know, so when people hear me speaking online or coming up with these ideas, again, I've repeated this before. If you've been here and you heard videos, there's things I've done, things I wanted to do, things I should have done, and things I will do in the future. It's just a combination of it, you know, because I'm not getting love wrong again. We ain't doing it. Honestly, I don't feel like I got it wrong the first time. I just feel like it was exactly what was needed in those moments. Like I told you, God will walk you through something just to get you to a destination. You are not quite sure where it's at, where you going. You can't spot this on Google Maps. But the thing about it is, as long as you got him guiding you, you need no Google Maps. You need no Waze and me on Waze telling you, hey, bust a left. You don't need that. You got God. You know, and your God can look and sound and all of these things however you feel appropriate. You know? But yeah, I blocked on everything because I had to detach. I had to stop seeing her. Because what I can tell you for sure about relationships, when one person breaks up, the person who was unhappy in the beginning will only think that the person who left is the most happy. You know? Will only see pictures and think, God damn, they living their best life. When you don't truly know. You know, they could be beefing every goddamn day. You don't know that. You don't know what's going on in that household. You don't know what's happening over there. But your mind will trick you in assuming you do. You know it's good. You know it's great. You know they're giving that same energy to this person that they gave you, but that's not true. You understand what I'm saying? It's not true. You don't know. So stop acting like you know. So I had to detach. And, you know, I remember having a conversation with my child's mother. I was healed a long time ago. You know, I just never unblocked her. We don't speak too often, but when we do speak, you know, it's never a bad conversation. It's never bad, you know. It's been a handful of times. You can count them on your hand, but it's never been bad. You know. But the thing about it is, I could have unblocked her a long time ago. I forgot. I didn't. You know, honestly, even more than it just slipping my mind, I kind of, in all actuality, I said this to myself a bunch. I said, I'm happy now. And I feel like unblocking her would lead her to believe that I want her to see me happy. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll find out to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
You know, I want her to see all of these things I'm doing. And I want her to see the fact that, oh, I'm a little successful in this, right? Or I want her to see. It's not that. Truly, in my heart of heart, I thought about this shit a couple times. I was like, I can't unblock her now because then it's going to look like I'm showing off or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And then it would lead her to believe she held me back in some regard. And that's not true either. Because at the end of the day, we were walking together as far as we were supposed to walk. The end of the day, God wanted that baby here. God said Logan needed to be here. And all of these things helped me see past that relationship. All of these things helped me see through that idea of it not being together. You know, it not just it not being together. It helped me see the idea that it wasn't supposed to go any further. That we reached the end of the road. You know? And then once I realized that, although we've come to the end of the road. I had to hit that one. That's my shit. But once I saw that, I was able to heal from heartbreak. See, I had to get over that first before I was able to heal from the actual broken heart part of it. I detached the kid. I detached the plans of the future I thought I had. Goddamn. I detached the idea of this person belonging to me. I detached the idea that someone stole something from me. I detached the idea of me thinking I know what God's plan is. I had to detach. And attach everything that actually happened. Attach everything that was factual. I only attached facts. And if we going off the facts, it played out exactly how it was supposed to. You know? So, yeah. And then spawned the idea of Dimitri, Mr. Wiley, actually, you know, creating this new idea of what his wife would be like. And this time, I said, I don't know. This time, I actually went into this dating world with like a open, completely free. I didn't pick who I thought God wanted me to be with and run with it. I ain't do that no more. I'm not doing that. Can't do it. That hurt too much. I said, God, you going to show me, right? You got me. And every time, he ain't let me down once in life yet. God got me. I said, okay, bet. I am not going to put any expectations on anything. People are only going to do what they choose to, say what they choose to say. You know, communication going to go how communication is supposed to. And it will all play out the way it should. So, you know, the idea of then became of having to think about a blended family. And I won't lie to you. Lately, my mind has been plagued with the idea of my son one day feeling like left out. Or my son one day feeling like excluded for some reason. I don't want that. I never, ever, ever, ever in my life want that. And that's why, you know, in picking a person, in picking someone new, that person will make sure my son has that inclusion. That person is making sure they move like my son is a part of me too. You know? Hypothetically speaking, if Father's Day roll around and I'm dating somebody, I'm a father, mama, we gotta count that little guy. Not to say anybody wouldn't, but I'm just saying, you know? If I was dating somebody and they're not the mother of my kids, but it's Mother's Day, I still got you, mama. I got you. Because we celebrating what you did today, you know? And if I'm running alongside you, I got you. So the idea became that my son, I was looking at like Lil Herb the other day. G Herbo, for those who may not know, Herbert Wright for my, you know, less diverse people in the group. But you know, the way he has like your son with Ari, and then he got the other two with his current girlfriend. I was thinking about that, like, man, I hope his son don't feel excluded. And for anybody else in life, honestly, I thought my life was going to go like Kobe Bryant's. I thought I was going to be a girl dad. I thought fucking, you know, I was wrong to the motherfucker. I was wrong as hell. Now I'm in this bitch playing Mario goddamn every 5 minutes. I was wrong to the motherfucker. My life did not pan out like that. But I be looking at other people who are in these similar situations. And sometimes I just want to, you know, ask them a question like, how is it? What does it feel like? Do you care about how that child feels? Is it important to you? You know, and that idea alone is scaring me, but I feel like the person who comes along and fits into the picture the way they're supposed to will help me with that. They're going to help me get it together. I feel like that, I'm not asking of them to, but I feel like they will, because they'll understand exactly, you know, how crucial they are to that story. How much of a part they are to that story. You know, one day when Logan go on prom and, you know, we have to be in similar rooms again, like, you know, hopefully it just blends all in one big pot. I told my child's mother earlier, you know, that I sit and I actually, you know, help Logan in understanding that person who is now in his life is a good person. You got to trust him. If your mama trusts him, you trust him. You know, that's really how I look at it. And I hope if I ever date someone with children that they're encouraging the same thing, that another man is encouraging the same things if I'm truly a good guy. Let me do it for the good guys, though. You know? And if anybody watched this and they know him, you tell them I said that. You tell them, bro, Dimitri, ain't no bad blood. I hope you know truly that I sit around and I try to get that little boy to understand exactly, you know, who you are in his life and what you should be in his life. You know, because I just want him to receive genuine love in all aspects of it. No more, no less. That's it. No more, no less. And for the future Mrs. Wiley that comes along, I hope you understand that my son is a very, very important part of everything I am. He is 50% of me. And to not accept him is to not accept me. So you might as well go scratch yourself off the list right now. I'm going to tell you, Ms. Wiley, if you're in a subscription section and that don't sound good to you, unsubscribe. Because that's my dog. He's going to forever be my dog. He's going to ever roll with me. You know? I wish he was here right now. We'd be like, That's our little answer. You know, we do a little three-piece. Anytime I'm proud of him or he proud of me, and I feel like he's proud of that statement. He's proud of knowing his dad will fight for him in every regard. And when my little blended family comes along, everybody will have a room in my house. All of them. Logan, every brother and sister I give him, and Mrs. Wiley, we locked in. It ain't no switching up. It took a minute to, you know, I was always willing to date women with children. I don't have a problem with that. Very mature man, you know. But I hear a lot of women say, dating men with children ain't it for me. Baby, listen, I ain't it for you either. You know, because mine is a part of me. I didn't envision it, but God wanted it. God planned it out that way. If it don't work for you, it don't work for you. And I completely understand. I'm not here to make it work. You do you. Huh? You understand what I'm saying? But you know, I truly hope this provided some sort of clarity for what I went through and what I healed from. And I hope this helps somebody else heal in that same regard. Understand your family's not broken. It's not a broken home. It's still a home. It's love here and it's love there. If it's not a home, he got two loving apartments, goddamn. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? If it's not a home, that boy got two loving condos, two Santa Clauses. You know? And that's the way life is at the moment. That's the way life's going to be. And, you know, healing is understanding it's okay. Your home is going to find you. You'll find your home, for sure. You just can't doubt it. Don't go around thinking that it ain't for you. It is. Don't go around thinking the position you in is the position you'll always be in, because it's not. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. We're going to keep it in our prayers that the person who is meant to love you is on the way. The person who is meant to love you will always be right on time. They going through exactly what that path is God want them to go through to get to you. You're at a certain milestone in their life and they ain't reached that milestone yet. So you keep working on yourself. Keep working on those self milestones until you do get there. Because the family's not broken. It's still a family. You are still a mother. You're still a father. If anything, be more present. You understand what I'm saying? Because those babies did not ask to be here. You remember what you used to tell your mama? I didn't ask to be here. You birthed me. And that's a fucking fact. So, what can I say? The merchandise. For everybody who ordered an Olive hoodie, they're in production right now. Printing's under works. Forgive me for that little time frame. I meant to add the word pre-order to it, but you know, they're getting printed now and they will be shipped out very soon. What else can I say? I'm debating on throwing a show. Not debating on it. I'm going to throw a show. But should I throw one in June or should I throw one in March or April? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So to throw two by June or just one by June? I'm really trying to figure that out. That's the thing that's been racking my brain. I am working on these journals. We're going to come out with some Lost Lover Boy, Lost Lover Girl journals. So, you know, we can keep track and we can work with each other in this healing process. And when you find that love of your life, you know, you still journaling, still working on yourself, still understanding that there is growth to come. So you can keep that and it can transpire and transform into some marriage you want to see one day. And then you grow some big, beautiful family. You know, and invite Dimitri to your wedding just because you feel like I helped a little bit. You know how dope that'll be, goddamn? Let me sing some at your wedding, goddamn. See, first of all, I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to be real and say what's on my heart. You don't hear me, though. You don't hear me, though. Invite me to your wedding. Stop fucking playing. What else we got? I am super, super grateful for all the new followers, for all the new subscribers, for all the new people on TikTok. I'm grateful for everything y'all do to support me. I am just a trying black man. I believe in love. It's who I am. I accidentally spoke about it one time online, and it was viral. So I think that's the beauty in everything that's going on. It's genuine. It's organic. There's no hatred in my heart toward anyone. And I'm blessed to say that. Like I say all the time, I'm just happy to be happy. And if anybody from listening to this podcast, a video I've ever released, a photo shoot I've ever done, if I've helped anybody, I'm not even going to say you're welcome. It's implied. Thank you for all you've done for me. Thank you for this reassurance you've provided to me. I'm grateful. I'm honored. I'm blessed. I love you all. Like, subscribe, comment. What else can I say? Shit, what am I gonna say? Peace out.